Hey guys, and welcome to this episode of the Crack Brain Podcast. We've been gone for a long time. As this is uploaded, we're doing it over on a different day just because we really need to go and get this one out. We actually recorded this probably about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks ago as you guys are hearing this. So yeah, we ran into quite a few things going on just with life and trying to go and get set up, especially myself personally. I kind of get into it a little bit during this episode, so hopefully we can start doing more episodes, kind of get back to what we've been doing. We have been doing the YouTube content, so I hope you guys have been enjoying that. The Clue that's been coming out, as well as the Halo. Our goal is to start recording all that, you know, again, hopefully either this weekend or next. But yeah, it's been a little bit of a time. But again, we're back. Thank you guys that have been sticking with us. And thank you for those views. Hopefully we can kind of keep, all this stuff going on. That's basically about it. Again, we haven't really been doing too much else over on the back half. So, hope you guys just enjoy this episode. I think I'm just going to call it, we're back again with a couple of dot, dot, dots. So yeah, we'll go from there. But, thank you guys so much. Love y'all. And we'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
All right. So everyone about ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tell Ethan to shut up.
I'm sorry. I was just about to go do that.
So nice and gentle, and yet so like harsh.
I miss that man so much. I miss him so goddamn much.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm not sorry. I just miss him.
Yeah.
Gotta play 7 days just to get him in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Right. Here we go. Well, I'm going to start this goddamn thing. All right. Okay. Welcome to this episode of the Crack Brain Podcast. We've been gone for a long time, and shit has gone down.
Who are you people? So,
you know what? That's fair. That's fair. I'll say there's only been 3 people on the team that have just, like, actively been working the entire time. And honestly, I'm still 100% fine with that. I'm like, okay, yeah, we've still had games come out. And, you know, we've done things from there. Mm-hmm. And then Kawaii Cast never missed a beat. So.
They're my heroes. They're my Isekai heroes.
Look, it's something where... I've been doing this podcast for a long time. I was like, I need a break. So, joining me today, y'all know him as one of the newest members of Crack Brain. However, we all know him as the lovable cinnamon roll. We've got Mason.
Yay. I like
the
cinnamon.
The plushy bear.
What? Oh. I'm straight plush, guys.
Straight plush.
Oh, I don't know,
Mason,
about that.
We need that on a shirt. I think that actually might be the best shirt idea that we have. That
it's already been made,
plush.
Though.
Wait, what?
Ethan already made the graphic for it.
Yeah. Well, he never gave it to me.
He said he put it in the chat, and nobody seemed to really care.
I did.
Well, I need it again.
I saw it and I said that was amazing, and we need it as a shirt. And then I was just sitting around like, why hasn't this happened yet?
Yeah, exactly.
What happened?
Because I was broke and could no longer afford to make everything.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah. Well, she's sorry, but she's also one of the most amazing artists that I know. Does her own streams that you all should definitely go and check out. And for that, I'm introducing, and I haven't got to do this in so long, and I'm going to do it right now. Ray!
You sound like a pterodactyl. The way you flapped your wings back, stretching them out.
Oh. Look, I can only do that since the family that doesn't live in this house isn't here right now.
Oh.
So I'm just like, oh, I'm gonna do this.
Every time you pop on stream and you do that, I'm like, I can't scream.
Like I said, it was something that when I popped on the stream yesterday and you're like, I can't do it. I'm all like, it's okay. It's all right. It's going to happen soon. And honestly, I'm still going to clip that. I'm going to send it to you. And it's just like anytime I pop into chat, I'm expecting that little sound bite to be like, fine, here you go.
Oh, yeah. I could definitely make it into a sound bite.
Maybe do like the quiet one, like, Ray.
Fuck that! We get the big one. Streamer right. Friendly.
Look, I've only got one ear. I don't need like a negative happening.
You know what? That's what you think. All right, that's what you think. All right, negative ear, best ear. All right.
Turn into like a terrible version of the Daredevil.
What?
Mason killed my ears earlier, so I think I'm good. I've already been prepped.
It was just payback is what it actually was. Stefan got revenge for you.
Yes. So like I had said before, we've been gone for a bit. Part of that, well, I mean, look, when the world is on fire, sometimes you need to take a break, all right? So COVID was definitely a thing where it was just like, all right, everyone's life just kind of went upside down. Let's take a minute and let things kind of settle. So, you know, there was that. I will also be very candid with this, okay? And it's something that I haven't really talked about publicly at all, really. But you know, there are a couple of people that know, and of course, like the team knows, but I'm actually going through getting a divorce right now. So like my emotional state and mental state has been in the gutter for like 2 to 2.5 months. So like when I say like, I'm sorry everyone for not doing an episode, but I couldn't take it, like straight up, I'm finally now to the point where I'm like, I think I can stand on my own 2 feet right now, you know, so it's been a time, you know. I'm still living out over in Delta, but it's been an adjustment. So that is why episodes have not really been happening. Hopefully, I know I say this every single time we wind up like coming back from a hiatus. I hope that we'll be able to stick with it. While I'm living in this house, it still might be a little difficult, but that might be changing somewhat soon, but we'll see. So
quickly, knock on wood, somewhere.
Yeah.
that's a lot of wood.
Surrounded by wood. No one can see this since we're not doing webcams, but I am surrounded by wood. You know what? Go to one of the last episodes that we recorded. There was video. I know it. You trust me. It's there.
Drinking vodka.
We don't need to know about how much wood you're surrounded by.
Well, this is only for y'all.
Don't take that out of context. It's not.
Well, yeah. I want to say sorry. I totally forgot that I was doing a podcast and took a big old chunk of chicken in my mouth. So that's my
man. We can edit that out.
I ain't editing shit out of that.
Instead of editing it, use the time to get a KFC console so that we have even more chicken on the podcast.
Oh! I still want it so bad!
I do have like a desk mini fridge where it's like you plug it in USB and you just cool cans and bottles. So that with KFC console.
There you go.
I mean, with the KFC console, it's like real gamer mukbang.
Real look, gamer what?
Mukbang.
Muk what?
Or mukbang. It basically is where you... It's, you know those point of view videos where the person is just talking to the screen and...
Oh, like a vlog?
Kind of, yeah. Kind of like a vlog. It can be a vlog, or it can be, like, a weird role play kind of situation. It just depends on what you're into and what kind of content is being created. But basically,
not on YouTube, probably, from the sounds and looks of Stefan's face.
You like this explanation?
I'm getting more nervous the more it goes on, honestly.
I'm learning it's Mason a good today.
It's a good explanation. I know what Mason's like. I don't understand what's going on.
The big appeal is you can watch somebody eat. And it's become so big, literally.
What?
That people have been, the majority of people that do it these days now eat huge portions of food.
Is this similar to the thing where it's like after hours and you need to hire professional actors and actresses? Like, what are we talking about? People just watch you eat food?
Yeah. You film yourself eating food, and it's usually like a lot of it. Sometimes you're not talking, sometimes you're whispering like an ASMR.
I'm gonna roll past that question real quick.
ASMR is basically brain
hold
tingling.
On, let me get my notepad.
I know all the like
Wait, I'm sorry, this food thing, like, this sounds like a good excuse to get an ulcer, right? Is that just me?
What?
Like you just eat lots of food and just, like...
Oh, it's a fun have you not seen those, like, food eating competitions?
I mean, there's that, like, stereotypical hot dog eating contest, and I got face once.
they have all different types of food eating competitions. People enjoy watching people compete for that, but the appeal with mukbang is that you get to watch one, maybe two people eat on your screen in the comfort of your own home. And
I'm sorry, I still can't get over this name. Mukbang.
Is another
how
one?
Do you spell it?
Okay. M-U-K bang?
Like the Pokemon, muck, okay.
Mason, it's from a different language. Spelling it is not going to help you.
Okay. As long as I know it's not English, that's... okay, we're good now.
I believe it's South Korean.
Yeah.
That suddenly makes a little more sense.
Yeah, so... They used to be in smaller proportions, but because it's been, you know, Americanized, giant freaking portions, sometimes like, I don't know, 10 whole pizzas to one person kind of
what?
Bigness. Yeah, these but people
why?
Can eat this much, and sometimes the appeal is that they gain weight, sometimes the appeal is just the point of eating the food, sometimes they'll talk to you and give you like, treat it like a vlog. Sometimes they'll do it, like, with an asthma where they're whispering and, you know, talking about that kind of stuff. Yeah.
But gain weight, like, in a healthy way? Like, because sometimes people...
Not usually.
No?
Sometimes, but not usually. It's...
I...
Okay, Mason, we're about to talk about dirty talk.
Wait, what? Where is this coming from?
Sometimes people...
I don't got my bib on me.
Sometimes people have kinks or fetishes where they enjoy certain things out of the ordinary. And in this isn't always with mukbang, but...
I can't believe I'm finally getting the birds and the bees talk, but this is not the way I wanted it.
But it's through food.
Hold on, let me grab some beef jerky, I guess.
Mason, that's not how sex works.
It's not.
But apparently it's how YouTube works. South Korean YouTube.
I mean,
which is just you two.
I mean, basically, YouTube will show you whatever Mama Susan recommends to you. So
what? Mama Seuss?
Mama Susan. It's the CEO of YouTube. So
good for her.
Her name is Susan, and some people call her Mama Susan.
Oh, I mean, ice cream gives me heartburn. So I guess that's why it seems so implausible to me. Cause I'll just exist. You go on with your Seusses and your mukbangs and whatnot.
I feel like every time we confuse Mason, he just turns it around on us and confuses the hell out of us.
That is the complete appeal of Mason. All right, is he says anytime I've now known Mason to say the word "what," I go like, "Well, here we go." This what normally should be a 30-second conversation, just a mention, is now going to be a 15-minute diatribe, an explanation of something that is just like he's not going to get, and then we're going to be the ones coming out of it going like, wait a second, I'm confused.
We need a soundboard with, like, Mason and Stefan, like, sound clips where it's the Ray kind of thing. I know I did that very lightly.
What? No, I'm talking about for the soundboard.
Yeah, for the soundboard. Like, one of the sound clips will be of Stefan doing his pterodactyl, Ray! And then some of them will be of you doing the whole, what?
Can we have one where I say, I like cereal?
Sure.
I'm pretty sure that's copywritten somewhere. Like, maybe TikTok now owns that.
Gosh dang, your ticks and your talks and your clocks and your knots.
Look, Ray, I'll give you one, and it's... I know I've been saying it more so recently, and especially over to Mason. Hi. Say it to him all the time, okay? But usually now my new favorite saying is, what the fuck did you just say to me? I say it all the time to Mason.
I do hear that a lot.
Maybe like once a week to anybody, like to everybody else. It's just like, oh, okay, whatever. But Mason, anytime we're in the same general vocal vicinity, I have a reason to sit there and go like, what the fuck did you just say to me?
And my usual response is, I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I'm just here.
100%.
I bought an ice cat today. That's about it.
Oh.
An ice cat?
We were playing Sea of Thieves.
Oh.
Yay.
Look, we played Magnificence with Sea of Thieves, all right? It was amazing.
I still haven't played it.
It's what?
Remember, I had it on the Xbox when we were all supposed to do that, like, whatever skit.
Yeah.
And then we just never played it. And then a lot of my Xbox games. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm moving in my chair. Going to edit that out. A lot of my Xbox games were kind of left behind in some places that I don't live anymore. And.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
can we go on an Inuyasha quest except to find all of Ray's Xbox games?
Oh, sweetie. I have a lot of games at a lot of places that have been left behind, and I don't always
There's
want
no
to
desire to go
to.
Back.
All right. Ray will be Sango. Ethan will be Moroku.
Oh my god, I would love to be Sango.
I want to be Inuyasha, but, you know, that's kind of... I'll be Shippo. Stefan could be Inuyasha, and we need
Shit
a Kakome.
Boy.
No? Stefan, do you want to be the twin-tailed cat who just flies around and looks smug? Alright, he's Koala.
All your tails!
100%.
Yes, that means I can be my dog boy.
I never want to be the main character of almost any story. I want to be something people can laugh at every single time.
Yeah, but the sad thing is you make a great main character.
It's beside the point.
or you would make a great villain.
Yeah. Look, all right, I get typecast as a villain enough nowadays. Like, the last, I think, like, two or three voice acting gigs that I've done have all been villain-related. So, I just got done with one where I'm a very recognizable...
He's Mewtwo.
No. A recognizable pink character that inflates himself and sometimes takes on the powers of others.
Pikachu.
And I'm doing that in a very, very, like, evil yet seductive way where you're going to hear me say things that this character has never said before.
Uh-oh. So... My childhood. Where are you going? Come back.
Oh, it's... You're going to grow up very fast.
No.
Oh. No, but... Oh. But like, back over on the Sea of Thieves thing...
Yeah.
Look, I've been... Like, I put down a lot of games for a long time, and then I kind of got back over into 7 Days. All right, I still love 7 Days. I still want us to go and do more 7 Days content. But Sea of Thieves, my God. Oh, I love this game so much. The only... reason why I'm bummed about it is because, like, your crew can only be 4 people deep.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I mean, it's their way of kind of capping it. Now, I will say this, the galleon, like, the big, or is it the brigantine? I can't remember. Whatever the biggest ship, you could easily run that thing with 5, maybe 6 people. Okay, and it wouldn't be overcrowded. So, I really hope that someday they kind of up that to, like, some bigger crews, because, yeah. If we could have had, like, all 6 of us playing, it would have been magical.
Well, in Smash Bros., you can have, like, what, 18? That's not right. How many is it? It's at least 8 people in Smash. And in One Piece, he's only got 10 people on his crew. And Sea of Thieves is smaller than both. So, what up with that?
Well, it's also multiplayer.
Unless you count the monkey
online.
And the cat. Yeah,
yeah,
but still.
Like, it is, but they cap it at, like, I think they cap it at, like, I think 40 to 50 people per server. But, again, that server, it has got so much detail and so much interactivity that, I mean, it's pretty remarkable. So,
that's fair.
Comparing it in that same way to, like, 7 Days, honestly, isn't even really fair. Sea of Thieves has done such a great job of updating and getting better. There's so much stuff to do now. Like, the game that it once was is not, like, it's reminiscent and it's still close. Where, like, if you still remember the first year of how that game was, you can jump in now and still have a lot of fun. But, like, if you're just jumping in now, oh, it's actually worth the price point that it is. So...
Well, and I slightly mentioned this when we were playing, but, like, you can buy pets in Sea of Thieves, and they can follow you around, and it works so much better than the Pokemon Sword and Shield follow. Like, I actually got mad when I found, like, how much better the pet follow was.
Yeah.
I got mad.
But, like, what does kind of stink is, like, the Sea of Thieves pets, like, they don't do anything really other than just follow you around. You can pet them, you can feed them, but they're not really advantageous in any way. It would be awesome if, like, depending on what pet you had, like, they could actually attack the enemies or distract them or something like that, or, like, get some of the small little loot things. Like, that would be amazing. And maybe they might do that in the future, but for the moment, I've got my little marmoset. All right, what the heck did I name? Smoke Tears. All right, I got Smoke Tears for now. I'm going to think of a different name, all right? But until then, it's Smoke Tears, and he's going to follow me around, and he's going to be awesome.
That was one of my band names, Smoke Tears. And mine's Vending Machine Ham, the cat.
Okay, look, all right, people, if you're listening to this, and you have been listening to Crack Brain, you know that Mason sometimes will do this whole, like, oh, yeah, good band names. And they're hit and miss. Mason today was throwing out some bangers that just, like, I swear to God, he really needs to start charging people. What was Instant Baby Mama? Wasn't that one of them?
No, it was you have to have an all-girl band, and it's Instant Mama Bear.
God damn it!
Dude, Mason, that's
a really good name.
Mason, I told you this months ago that you need to start putting those out and charging for that shit. I understand that you have a few you want to keep. That's fine. But you got to trademark those names as band names. Then you sell those names to other people. You sell the trademarks to them.
I have no idea how to do that. Not even a little bit.
You realize that you're talking to people that, you know, like, A, I've had to do this with Cracked Brain. All right, Ray guaranteed has had to do portions of this for her streaming. So I'm telling you right now, like, trademarking is something where it doesn't take a whole lot of time, but even then, like, the best ways to go and kind of capitalize on stuff like this is getting the domain names and then getting the social media handles. You do far better doing that than just trademarking it.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm telling you right now, like, anytime you get a really good name, just spend the $15 for the year and go and get the domain name just in case. You know, and I'm not saying, like, charge the people, like, thousands and thousands of dollars or millions of dollars, but, like, you can sit there and be like, hey, look, if you want this, just give me $25. All right, that's a $10 profit right there.
Yeah.
And with how many you crank out easily, I'm pretty sure you'll be good.
Instead of flipping houses, you're just flipping domains.
Jesus. Domains and band names. Oh my God!
Alright, it's going on the list.
I love it.
I swear to God. Go ahead.
So speaking of Four Man Deep.
What? Were we speaking of that?
Yeah.
We absolutely were.
My poor bard D&D character tonight in Dungeons & Dragons, our campaign. So, you know, Mason, have you ever seen any of the D&D TikToks?
No.
Do you know about a bard?
No.
Watch this. Mason, do you know about TikTok?
I know it exists.
There we go! See, that's that.
I don't really know what it is. Kind of like Instagram, but with videos instead of pictures.
Oh, Mason.
Mason.
Okay, I'm going to have to
learn. I'll put it to
you
this way. It's YouTube Lite.
Mm-hmm. YouTube
Lite. Like YouTube, it's like YouTube mixed with Vine and just is playing it safe.
Diet YouTube.
More like Diet Vine, but yeah.
My sister loves TikTok, and she was trying to explain it to me, and she was like, just think of it this way. There's no original content on TikTok. And I was like, that doesn't sell it for me. And that was the end of that conversation.
Mason, I'll sell it to you using the same thing, okay? There's very, very short original content on TikTok that everyone else will copy. However, when they copy it, it's magnificent. And there's a lot of anime on TikTok. I'm telling you this right now, Mason. I'm going to send you some things. You should get on TikTok. Hey, look. All right, I pushed it away for a long time. All right, I was like, I'm not going to do this. I'm too old for this. There's no reason why I need to go and have a TikTok. Just no. And then all of a sudden, I got a TikTok and started watching videos, and hours would go by. Mm-hmm. Okay? So I'm telling you right now, it's definitely worth it. All right? It's bite-sized enough where, like, for YouTube, you have to commit time to watch an entire video.
Yeah.
This, it's all within a minute. But that minute will occupy hours of your life.
I've actually found a lot of good information through TikTok in such a short span of time that I have to save the videos in order to go back to them so I can use them later. But I've found a lot of great, like, streamer information, thottery, cosplay, gaming, or just a lot of really awesome content. Honestly,
I legit found out something that was wrong with my car through a TikTok video and how to fix it. Okay, and it was a transmission error that I had never dealt with before. It just popped up on my For You page and was like, oh, yeah, that's been happening in the Tahoe for a while. Oh, that's a serious issue. Took me 15 minutes to fix, and I was like, well, awesome. All right, we're good to go.
Well, the problem is if I do that, I'll have to admit to Ray that she was right for the past 2 years trying to get me on TikTok.
I'm going to tell you right now, just concede. Just concede defeat. All right, accept it and join the fold. It's so awesome over here. All right, I'm going to send you so many stupid videos.
And which I will watch tomorrow.
You will.
Will you come over to my house and give me a hug if I watch them tomorrow?
Look, that will not happen. All right, I live 2.5 hours away from you. All right, but what will happen is I will send you videos. You will absolutely love them. There are going to be trends that you're not going to give a damn about until someone does it in a way that you're like, all right, that was legitimately funny. All right, I'm telling you right now. And whatever you do, do not look at any of my TikToks. They are sad. All right, just don't do it. All right, mine will bum you the fuck out.
So cool. On TikTok, it's really made the whole D&D.
Never played D&D.
I'll teach you someday. Basically, Dungeons and Dragons is you.
Well, I know what it is. I've just never played it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So there's a stigma to every single character. Like, there's a stereotype for like wizards are. You know, they're the awesome spellcasters, but they die just from either being just slapped. 1d4 damage slap.
If you say so.
So I'll make it quick. The bard is basically the stereotypical slut. And good for on them. TikTok. Huh?
Nothing. Good for them. Good for the bard.
Oh, have you seen The Witcher, the show?
No. No.
You're making this difficult.
What a surprise. Mason making something difficult.
Okay. So basically the bard, he's the musician. And he gets all the ladies
Very different description than what you gave me just a second ago.
Well, usually usually they are very slutty. I'll say. So I actually have a changeling bard where they could change into whatever gender, whatever creature, whatever, within the constraints of, like, they still have to have the four limbs and they could only grow a little bit bigger or smaller.
Can they, like, change their arms into different instruments and then they can just be, like, a one-man band?
Unfortunately, no. It's kind of limited. Like, you still have to be a humanoid. You can't have, like, cool instruments on your hands or swords or something.
Drum arms.
I'm going to be a spider, all right? That's it. Not even a spider human. Just a spider.
Oh, then you would be a druid.
I'm a spider, so what?
A hippie. You would be a hippie.
A hippie?
So my bard, so the whole thing about a bard, at least the stereotypical bard, and especially on TikTok, it has made it a lot more trendier for the bard to always want to seduce a dragon.
I'm sorry. There's a lot to process.
Yeah.
What kind of dragon are we talking? Like,
it doesn't matter.
Pete's dragon, or like.
It doesn't matter.
I think it does. I think it really does. Like, God, the train dragon from Demon Slayer? Like, what are we talking?
You're making this shit weird.
Yeah, because that's where the line was crossed.
Well, usually in my campaigns, every time we fight a dragon, we just kill it. But you can talk to a dragon. And so...
Well, why would you kill him then?
Because they're usually just... They're usually hoarding treasure that you want. And or people just want to slay a dragon, you know?
What is this, Capitalist the Game?
I guess so.
That's a very apt thing.
All right. Yeah. I'm just joking. So go ahead with your bards and your dragons.
So my bard...
B&D!
Yeah, my character really wanted to slay a dragon in the right kind of way. And
as long as you play saxophone music, that's all I'm saying.
Well, I kind of regretted it at the end because I got my way.
Didn't use protection?
Well, I thought the dragon was going to polymorph into a smaller creature.
Okay, so do I even need to ask, what does polymorph mean?
Polymorph just means changing into something else.
If you say so.
Like a changeling, but sure. Like with a dragon can change into like a smaller creature.
Okay. So he polymorphed.
Mason, I'm trying to make this quick.
I'm sorry. I don't do quick, and I don't do not confusion.
So basically, I had I think it was 13 foot by 3 foot. In my poor bard. And I had to roll death saves just to make sure my bard didn't die. Like, completely die. And, He isn't going to be able to sit right for probably the rest of his life. And, he survived because I rolled a crit roll, but now my bard's going to be deformed. And basically the rest of my friends were like, was it worth it? Was it worth it? I was like, I don't know anymore.
Did the climax happen on the crit?
No. The crit was so that I didn't die. So my little guy didn't die.
I'm sure glad my brother is right above me hearing everything I'm talking about.
Oh my god.
You know, he can't hear you. He just hears me.
Okay, good.
I have nothing to...
Hold on, I'm gonna...
App description.
Oh, God.
I don't know what that means.
I'm sorry, was this not appropriate?
It's absolutely fantastic.
I'm just still a little traumatized from it because I was trying to be funny. I was trying to be like, oh yeah, I'm just going to do the ultimate bard thing. And then, like, he almost fucking died. And he's been my favorite character. And of course I whore him out, but I still care about him.
So... Is it going to be one of those things where one person's like, that was amazing, and the other one was like, eh, it was okay?
More on the extremes.
Does a dragon smoke a cigarette after? Or does he just smoke?
Well, they could breathe fire, so I guess they could just, like...
Just pretend.
Like, well, they could probably puff it up in their mouth and then swallow it again and, like, recycle it through their lungs and get that smoke inhalation or something. I don't know. Dragons can probably do something fancy like that.
Like, I didn't think... This makes the show Fairy Tale so much weirder for me. I'll say that.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to corrupt...
Stefan's eyebrows couldn't go higher. I'll describe them for people.
Oh, this, I think they're...
This is why we do video podcasts.
Yeah, but my camera's being sassy.
We'll figure that out, Gary.
Or as they say in The Little Duckling, it's being just a bit saucy. Like the dragon was to the bard.
No, not. God damn you.
Look, I like reading classic mythology. What can I say?
It's more like ghost pepper saucy.
Oh. Oh, no.
Like, not the good kind of sauce.
I once ate half of a glob of wasabi, and that's about as extreme as I can go.
God, what is it with... What is it with white boys and spice?
I'm not going to answer this.
Stefan, you're the only one who can.
I won't.
I've met some boys who are just like
BOI or
just regular black pepper is too spicy. And yeah. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's me. That's me right there.
Oh no.
Yet for some reason I can do 5 drops of peppermint and that doesn't bug me. Like concentrated doTERRA oil. I can do 5 drops of that, but I can't do 1 drop of Tabasco. Tabasco. Mm. I don't know why I said the on the end. In fact, where is my peppermint? I'd like a little squirt of peppermint.
Shit only white people say.
If you say so.
I can almost guarantee it. I can almost guarantee it. Oh, God.
If I wasn't trying to save money, my shit is doused in tons of spices, and it's just... And they're not always hot, it's just... I don't know, it's flavor.
It really, is it?
No, mm-hmm. it is. I'm telling you right now. Okay, like, look, people can't really go and see this, but I made some chicken tonight. Okay,
delicious.
Everything I made tonight has a ridiculous amount of seasonings to it. Like, this is a I'm not following anyone's recipe. I literally just looked inside the fridge, grabbed a bunch of stuff, and was like, this might go together.
Okay, you steamlined cooked?
Kind of. But like that right there is a lime soy sauce and Worcestershire sauce marinade glazed over with mango. Ooh. And whatnot. Like, it actually does taste pretty good. It's not something that I would make for a ton of other people, but it does actually taste good. But, like, even the broccoli that I had tonight was, like, seasoned with garlic salt. Okay, the amount of times I've been over to other people's places, and I'm just gonna I'm gonna state that as other people. Okay, I've been over to other people's houses, and it's like, all right, guys, what else did you go and throw over on the steak? Salt and pepper, and it's like, fantastic. What else? Salt and pepper, and I'm literally looking at them, just going like, Go ahead, Mason.
Can we make one of those shows that I already forgot the name of that Ray talked about earlier with Stefan and call it White People Cooking?
Look, I'm gonna tell you right now, okay, that I have to actually bend the camera down to be able to go and do this because, again, this is only for visual things even though we're not recording this, but quite literally the entire show would be this.
Okay, I am describing Stefan's head on the desk, and he is smacking the desk with his
fist. Mason, you did a bad job of it, okay? It's me slamming my head down over on the desk and then punching the desk repeatedly.
No, see, I did the white version.
Yeah, I did not.
Oh, okay. Another thing about white cooking.
It was called mukbang, right?
No.
Nope. Yeah, mukbang.
Look, all right. Look, there's a difference between what you would call mukbang and mukbang. All right, mukbang is where it's supposed to go and be. Mukbang is what every single white person is trying to go and do with their fingers and messes up every single time. All right, I'm going to leave it at that. Mason, use your imagination.
What? Muck. Mess. They put their fingers in the soup to test
Mason,
it.
Mason, stop. Mason, you'll hurt yourself. You'll hurt yourself.
I hurt myself earlier on sitting. You know what? That joke wasn't coming out right. I'm just going to abandon ship.
Right. Hey, look, instead, let's go. Let's do this instead. Ray, how you been?
45 minutes into an hour podcast. Ray, how have you been?
I've been okay.
You sure? You've been mukbanging? Yeah. Mukbinging?
God, no. Mukbing? God damn it, he's still doing it.
No, I do enjoy watching some of them, but, mostly me. Just school and streaming. I hadn't been really as consistent or streaming as much as
that doesn't sound familiar. I'm sorry, that was a bad joke. I'm sorry, I couldn't continue.
No, you're fine. It's all of us. I just, with school, and then, like, with COVID, and then, getting really sick a lot, especially, oh my gosh, after my second vaccine shot, I've been feeling not really well. And I know some people are, they've been super fine, but, like, with me, I haven't had a really good reaction to it. So it's just kind of made me miss quite a bit of, like, streams. But basically, I'm just trying to get it all back up and going. And now that this semester is over, I'm at least have a little bit of time to kind of regain myself a little bit in order to get that stuff more consistent and more, like, I don't know, just a better, like, out of the rut kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's basically been the struggle of almost, like, everyone, mm-hmm. is just trying to get to your new normal and stuff like that. Like, even when you're talking about how your second vaccination kind of affected you, like, I only had to do the Johnson & Johnson one shot to go, and that, like, and I wound up getting it before they recalled it, so it was just something where it's like, okay, I got my one dose, and yeah, like, it put me down for 3 solid days, and straight up, I still had to work, and it was bad, okay, but yeah, like, it was a whole thing. So seeing how everyone has been adjusting to their vaccinations and things like that, and it's like, yes, cases are going down, things are looking a bit more in the positive because of vaccinations. There's still, like, there's different strains of now COVID that are going on that other countries are dealing more so with. There's still areas in the U.S. that just are not going to get vaccinated almost whatsoever, you know? So it's just like, it's a weird thing, but seeing people trying to, like, make the best of it and go, like, look, I'm going to try to do what I can, like, is the only thing powering so many of us. So, like, knowing that you've gone through some of the struggles you have as far as, like, the medical side of it and, you know, in the health side, and then still trying to, like, okay, I'm going to try to go and do these streams. Like, I've seen people give up just outright, and you're at least going, like, I'm at least going to give this a shot. Like, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's...
You go, girl.
Thanks. Well, I honestly haven't been wanting to give it up because it's been something that I wanted to do since, like, I don't know, late high school. And mostly YouTube. I was really appealed to that whole thing, especially after just, like, seeing Jenna Marbles and Smosh and all that other stuff. But I was always too scared to put myself out there, and I was always too, like, I don't know where to start, and then the anxiety builds, and then I just get kind of overwhelmed, and then I just don't know what to do, and for some reason, just, it happened in 2019, and it's been kind of something that, it's been the only thing that I really have been able to keep going with,
yeah.
And I don't have to think too much about it, per se, as far as, like I've already gotten over the hump. It's kind of like, you know, when you go from couch potato to the gym, it's the part of getting to the gym is the hardest part, and I struggle with that a lot. Like, for example, when I'm trying to write, like, blogs or TikToks or that kind of stuff, I freeze because I don't know what to put out there. I don't know what I should say. And then I just
go. Well, I mean, and that's true of almost like any sort of content creator kind of platform is the first while that you're doing it, you're going to kind of almost freeze. But as long as you don't freeze and freak yourself out entirely, you'll be, you know, you're at least that more apt to be able to go and do it. And then a year later, you're fine. Like, even coming back in today for podcasting, it just feels like picking up a muscle. Like, I'm not, like, I don't know how it is for you guys, but it's like, oh, yeah, this is just what we do. It's just talking and then kind of going on. Whereas other people that are still in their first year are just, before every podcast, like, what are we going to say? What are we going to do? Are we really going to fill up this time? I mean, look, I'm peeling the curtain back a little bit for anyone that might be listening for Cracked Brain stuff. Like, when we do a podcast, we don't sit there and try to, like, think about what we're going to talk about too much. We do maybe about 2 minutes worth of, like, you guys want to talk, like, anyone have anything they want to talk about? You want to talk about that? You want to talk about that? All right, cool. Let's go. You know?
And then we talk another, like, 30 minutes on not recording it, and then, like, maybe we should record what we're talking about.
100%. Like, we just sort of, like, go with it and, you know, and roll. And part of that is because of the people that are on this team. Like, I, when putting Cracked Brain together and things like that, like, I had a very clear idea of what I wanted to go and do, and certain people that I knew would gel with that. And who we have on the team right now, 100%. Like, I can drop us all off over at, like, over in Level Up, over in Vegas, and I know we can churn out, you know, at least good content. You know, we might be a little scatterbrained doing it, but we'll at least make something funny. But that's not true for a lot of people. So I'm at least glad that you've been able to go and stick with this and keep it going. Because, yeah, doing your own sort of content creation at the beginning is nerve-wracking. I remember that with podcasting in general. But, yeah, like I said, Ray, you need way more praise for what you're doing, because your streams are always fun, even when I tend to go in and wreck them entirely. They're Stefan. Always a lot of fun. So, yeah.
Bad Stefan.
I guess I don't know what I add, but I do something to it. So it's good times. It really is. So, yeah, like I said, if you have not already watched one of Ray's streams, you should do it, you know. So, yeah,
I've been there. It's been fun. I like to watch and do the dishes
and do the dishes.
Do the dishes.
It's streaming is definitely really different, and I appreciate the support, guys.
Do them dishes, baby. Do them dishes.
Look, you can either do the dishes while doing it, or you can wind up, you know, seeing me trying to go and get people to go and talk about trying to antagonize a ghost by going saying you're going to mess up their credit and, like, jack with their apple pie. And the ghosts don't like that. Apparently they don't like that. And Phasmophobia, they don't like cursing and calling them by their names and saying that you'll fuck up their credit.
Oh, that's right. We were supposed to explain that to you, Mason.
Hi. When was that? When did we need that explained to me? I don't remember.
At the beginning of the podcast.
Are you sure that was this podcast?
It was the pre.
It was before.
Yeah, it was before. But yeah, so last night, was it last night?
Probably not.
I can't remember. I don't know. It was one of Ray's last streams. But you look, you go into it, and then I'll color in.
So every Friday has now been dubbed Phasmophobia Friday with friends, or Faz and Friends, Faz Friday. Biggie and I will be streaming playing Faz, and it's a game where you go into haunted places and you try to identify the ghosts, and you try to do it before you get hunted by the ghosts and killed. And it is a crazy cool game by a small indie studio, and it's very, very popular on stream, and it came out around the same time as Among Us got really popular, and I love the devs of the team. They have put so much into it, and if you follow their Twitter, they are hilarious, and they're constantly getting feedback from their community and putting it into the games and constantly keeping it really, really fresh and really fun. But there's things that you can do to antagonize a ghost in order to make it hunt you, and you want to do that sometimes in order to sign off objectives or get the ghost to react to something in order to identify it, because each ghost is identified by three primary identifiers. Either they talk over what you call like a spirit box, but it's basically a radio, or they oh my gosh, I'm like stalling for words right now.
Yeah, I've played it. It's pretty fun.
Oh, okay. oh my gosh, I feel embarrassed now because
I'm sorry. I thought you were explaining it for the people who didn't know. I was just listening to us talk.
Too. Partially for that too.
Which is usually me, to be fair to you.
That's true. That is true.
It's pretty fun. I died a lot.
Yeah. I believe it. I die a lot. I'm level, I think, 92 now.
There's levels? Then,
yeah, they're always
that. Yeah. Thing.
What?
Yeah.
Mason, that's what happens when we only play it like two or three times, all right? But
me.
Yeah.
Go ahead. On Faz Friday, this last Friday, the Stefan and a few other people, well, Stefan came on and grouped a few people in the chat together to get me to antagonize the ghosts by threatening them with their credit, with they're mostly Karens and Susans.
Wait, and we have to preface it this way. I came in saying first that these are all white woman ghosts, all right? Yeah. Because they had, like, at first it was like, these are the whitest sounding names, we're in the suburbs, okay, you know, and then just like, at that first haunt that I had gone into, you guys were like, man, the ghost just isn't hunting, it's just not, like, there's mm-hmm. nothing that we could do. So they had gotten everything other than the ghost actually hunting. You were over at the front door, and I'm like, look, all right, we are in suburbia. It's like, this is a white sounding name. I'm telling mm-hmm. you right now, go up to this door and, you know, it's like, antagonize this ghost by saying you will fuck up her apple pie and put a ding on her credit. And at first you were all like, I'm not gonna do it. Then finally succumb to it, you're like, fine, I'm gonna do it. Then you said it, immediately the ghost responded, slammed the door, killed one of the people, and you're all like, oh no. So you had gotten that one done, you know, and it was like Biggie wound up dying, and I was like, my bad, dude. Well, and you wind up dying on that one too. Mm-hmm. But
ghost credit.
Oh, it was a thing. So, like, your other teammate.
The ghost credit.
Right. Oh, fuck. It was good. But yeah, like, the other teammate wound up going, and then you guys went over the next haunt. I think I wound up having to step out for the next one, but then the one that I did turn back in on the next one, a little bit similar thing where, like, the ghost wasn't doing much, but I was antagonizing so much. Like, Ray, you know what you gotta do. You know what you gotta do. If you need this ghost to do something. And you're like, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. I wound up getting the rest of chat to be all like, do it. And like we're all just sitting there like, yeah, say that you're gonna go and get on a high interest payday loan, you know, just do all this stuff, and you are resisting the moment you're all like, fine, we're gonna take out a high, like, we're gonna go and sell you a whole bunch of like car insurance that you don't need, we're gonna ding your credit, it's gonna be bad, you're gonna be down to like a 540. Immediately the ghost came back and killed Biggie again. And you're like, what's going on?
I told him not to stand too far in the doorway.
Why Biggie?
Biggie is sometimes a little chaotic or a little risky.
Like digging and credit?
Well, he was helping me talk about like how since this person's dead, they can't taste their apple spice anymore.
Yep.
So they're not going to be able to basically do typical white woman kind of stuff. And Biggie got a little determined. He just got so excited that he walked into the doorway even more so. And the ghost literally was waiting for one of us to take a step further. Because there's a glitch. If you stand in the door frame, you can communicate with a ghost, but won't be usually killed as long as you're not further than that. Because when they shut the door during a hunt, you normally get pushed out. Mm-hmm. But if you are a little too far, which I was before, the door closes on you, and you have to get the heck out of that freaking doorway. Because the ghost normally has a straight shot towards you. And they've made the ghost a little bit harder to where they'll remember where your last location was and hunt you from there. Or sometimes they'll just randomly go through a wall or go through a door. Or now they have a 50% chance of opening both closet doors.
Yep.
Fun.
So that white woman panther was just waiting for Biggie?
Oh, that's not even the best part. She stayed by the door the entire rest of the hunt, all right? It's like she killed him and then just waited by the door and just stayed there. And, like, you and your other person, I can't remember what her name is, but, like, it's like y'all would just go up over to the door and be like, the EMF reader is going. She's just hanging out by the door, and that's exactly where she stayed. It was awesome.
It's like, rare to get them when that's their spawn point. I think their spawn point is supposed to be where they died, but this
she
one
died
was
at
right.
Door.
Yeah, it must have been just
the good
like,
Lord hit her. No, wait, she got the door hit her with the good Lord splitter. That's what it is.
God damn, Mason.
That's how she died.
Yeah, but like
Mason, you and these.
That was such a good night. I'm gonna tell you right now. Like it look. Like high strats over on Phasmophobia. If the name sounds white and you happen to be in a place where mainly like a, you know, look, all right, that basically any of those places are just gigantic white person places. All right. Well, other than the prison. Okay. Maybe not the prison. Mm-hmm. All right. But everything else like log cabin, suburbia, you know, all that, I'm telling you right now, just go in there, say a bunch of, like, little weird white, like, anti-white person stuff as far, like, not anti-white person, just, I'll say, like, ooh. Just say you're gonna mess with their credit. Watch. They'll get active. They'll get active.
This house is clear.
I seriously think when they made all the updates to, like, the what the ghost will get pissed off with, like they went from just the name to like if you cuss at them and call them names and stuff like that. I think they like I think some sneaky dev was like, you know what, if you mess with their credit, they're gonna come after you. Like, just straight up instant hunt.
I would say it would be possible. Those devs.
if that was legitimately what one of them did, I would love that entire studio till the day I die. All right, they would they would be so beloved by me, like they'd be on par with Rare and me. All right, and I love Rare Studios, so so I'm gonna tell you right now, like if that's an actual mechanic, oh my god, I would love them.
That yeah. And if they're like older ghosts, and you say something like Mimi,
I'm there.
Yeah, then they're like, we don't. Yeah, I don't know. Something would happen.
I will say that originally the ghost couldn't hear you, like through your mic.
Yeah.
But everybody believed it, and it was such a supposed to be common knowledge that the ghost can hear you through your microphone, and because it was such a common thing, the devs actually made it a mechanic. And they're like, since you guys believe this is a real thing, we're going to make it a real thing.
It just makes it so, so doggone, like, interesting and fun. So it's one of the reasons why I love when dev teams look at the suggestions as far as, like, the people playing the game and then, you know, and then just make that part of the story. We didn't really talk about it this time. Maybe we might talk about it next time. But, like, the game that I wound up voicing, Second Star, did a little bit of that. But it was mainly because I put in this backstory of the doggone plush baguette. I swear to God, like, little demon French pastry right there can go suck knobs. Okay, but it's the fact that they actually put in my stupid backstory in with the doggone game and the goddamn plush baguette. I love when studios just listen to their audience and go, like, you know what? That was a good idea.
I loved it.
So, well, we're pretty much up over on time, a little over, but like this was good getting back to be able to go and do this tonight. I'm not gonna lie, like I've been dodging doing the podcast for a while just because I haven't felt
what
I legitimately haven't felt like in the mood to be able My to go feelings. And do it. But yeah, this felt good. Well, I was about to go and say something kind of mean, but that's way too mean for you right now. So
I've had a rough day. Cracked Brain has been mean to me all day. It's been rough.
We've been real with you, Mason.
Especially Caden. He kept shooting my cat out of a cannon.
Yeah, he did. He absolutely did.
Drunk Tyler was nicer to me than Caden today. I was not expecting that.
Drunk Tyler.
Really?
Drunk Tyler is amazing. Oh man,
Drunk Tyler.
Drunk Tyler teaches those who need to be taught, that's for sure.
You're not wrong. He definitely does. So.
Can we have that also be a shirt?
Maybe. Well, we might just have to go and get like different states of the Crack Brain team. There's Drunk Tyler, there's Pissed Off Stefan. Look, we can do this. We can
It's
do
all
this.
Connected.
It's I've been months without hearing that. You
Is that also connected?
He's not even on this episode.
I'm failing in. I'm sub Brandon. Substitute.
Filling in the connections.
Hate. So much hate. So much hate. So, like I said, guys, we hopefully we'll be back to having this more regular soon, if not now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, until then, we still love you guys. Thank you to the people that actually have been checking out over on YouTube. Seeing those numbers increase has been weird and good and awesome. So thank you guys for everyone that's basically stuck with us and is finding us even today, like while playing Sea of Thieves. There was someone that like, oh yeah, hey yeah, I'd love to go and check you out, and then came back and be like, you guys are actually pretty funny, I'm gonna stick with you. I'm like, heck yeah.
That's awesome. So,
the one time I wasn't there, of course.
Not wrong. So yeah, it's good. We'll get back to this, and especially now that, you know, the world is kind of trying to find its new normal again, and events might come back. I've been working on some things low key for this next year that I'm really excited if they can start happening. So yeah,
But yeah, that's about all I can really think on there. Before we go, if you guys want to go and throw, we were kind of doing this a little bit before, but if you guys want to go and throw any sort of social media handles, you're more than welcome to. I'm cool with that.
Sure. mine is Gamma Rays with one M and a Z. Gamma Rays channel on Instagram, Twitch, or Gamma Rays on TikTok, and Gamma Rays official on Instagram. It kind of sucks because the name Gamma Rays is actually pretty common, surprisingly, and even with the way I spell it, but I'm on basically almost every friggin' platform. But yeah, just basically my Twitch is Gamma Rays channel, and you'll find all the social links there, and I'm actually going to be doing my, I'm jumping on the trend, I'm going to be doing my first hot tub pool stream this Saturday.
Are you going to be eating food in the hot tub?
I usually don't really like to eat food on stream, just because it's my kind of thing. I don't really like it when people watch me eat, but I don't know, maybe that might be a challenge one day.
I was just joking. Don't eat food in your hot tub.
Well, I mean, if it's of this side, it's fine.
Goddamn. But that's this next Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Which?
And I'm so nervous.
Okay, so that's May 8th. Bam!
Okay. And hopefully this comes out before May 8th, or else this is going to be awkward.
No, it's going to come out on Wednesday. It's going to come out on Wednesday.
Yay.
So, there. Mason!
I don't know. I exist. That's about as much as I know.
Well, your art, you've been posting it a lot on Instagram. You've been getting so much better.
Don't patronize me. I appreciate it, but don't.
Stop. I am not patronizing me or you.
Don't patronize you.
You all are amazing.
Okay, I'll say this. I've been studying this old book from 1939 by Andrew Loomis called Fun with a Pencil, and he has this thing where you draw a very odd-looking mannequin who kind of creeps me out a lot, so I've been drawing him a lot, and that's about it.
Well, it's been looking really good.
Oh, thank you.
That Garcat?
Baby. Okay, come here, phone. I don't know
how Garcat to... Garcat_DH.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, hey, picture you popped up. Hi, Ray.
Hi.
I'm there. I'm probably on Twitter and Facebook. There you go. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. There you go. And
Merry Christmas in May.
Right. I am Stefan. You can usually find me over at That Cracked... Wow, Jesus. That Backflip Guy on basically everything. Some things... had usually, like, on Instagram, I think on Instagram, there's no spaces. No, Twitter, there's no spaces. Instagram, there is spaces, I believe. I can't remember. Anyway, if you want to go and sometimes see just the weird stuff that I post or the occasional, like, voice acting thing I do, go there. So, yeah.
Yay.
But,
and yeah. If you need something to do, go read Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah. Apparently.
I've been reading a lot of it and listening to a lot of saxophone music, and it's amazing. Go do that stuff.
We didn't even get into the saxophone stuff, but we will have to next week. Guaranteed. Yay. There we go.
You don't guarantee that. You don't mean that.
Yeah, I absolutely do, dude. I just have to remember it. Okay. So.
Yay.
Until then, people, I love you guys. Thank you guys for sticking with us, and we shall talk to y'all later.
Thank you.
Goodbye, friends. Don't leave us.